Visit rcv.co.zm and get your ticket today. RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Lungu family urged not to appeal court's decision to have the remains of ECL repatriated. Political parties urged to hold democratic conventions. And trucks set ablaze as militants block key Senegal-Mali trade route. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged the family of late former President Edgar Lungu to respect the Pretoria High Court ruling ordering the repatriation of his remains rather than pursuing further appeals. The court yesterday dismissed with costs the Lungu family's application for leave to appeal against an earlier judgment directing that the former head of state's body be returned to Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said continued appeals would only waste time and resources, noting that government has shown willingness to dialogue while the family has remained rigid. Government has been open to dialogue to resolve the matter, but the challenge has been with the Lungu family, who insists that their wishes take precedence over those of the state, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda stressed that the prolonged delay in the burial of the late president has stalled several national processes, including opposition party conventions and election preparations. He added that as a former head of state, Mr. Lungu deserves a dignified burial and a peaceful send-off, urging the family to allow the process to proceed without further obstruction.
We see no reason why the family of the former president should go on appealing South Africa. Why don't they respect the judgment that was given in favor of the state? So that, at least at the end of the day, the remains of the former head of state can be repatriated into the country. We bury this man and forget. There's a lot that has restored. That should include politics, because even politicians themselves in the opposition cannot go on and talk about, replacements, talk about leadership, talk about elections freely.
Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga has been suspended from the National Assembly for 14 working days after advising Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to stand as MP and debate freely. In her ruling, delivered this afternoon, Ms. Muti referred to a statement attributed to Mr. Kapyanga, which was published in the News Diggers newspaper on Friday, 4th July 2025, describing the statements not only disrespectful, but also damaging to the character and impartiality of her office. The statement not only undermines the dignity of my office, but also brings the integrity of the entire house into disrepute, said Ms. Muti. She stated that Mr. Kapyanga's remarks constituted a breach of parliamentary privilege and amounted to contempt of the House, which is, in this regard, displeased with his conduct. Ms. Muti further reminded Mr. Kapyanga that while he has the right to freedom of speech, that right does not cover unlawful or inappropriate statements. She also reminded Mr. Kapyanga that during his suspension, he will not be allowed to enter the assembly premises, participate in any parliamentary activities or committee work, and will forfeit his salary and allowances for the duration of the suspension. Ms. Muti urged the MP to uphold the dignity and decorum of the House and to exercise his freedom of speech responsibly.
I therefore urge you to conduct yourself in a manner befitting the dignity and decorum of the House in relation to your freedom of speech. Mr. F. R. Kapyanga, MP, before you take the walk of shame, I wish to inform you that in accordance with Section 28(3) of the National Assembly's Powers and Privileges Act, during the period of your suspension, you shall not, 1, enter the premises of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly motion.
Opposition Zambia We Want Secretary General Muhabi Lungu has challenged all political parties contesting the 2026 general elections to hold Democratic Party conventions. Mr. Lungu said conventions are a vital democratic symbol as they ensure that presidential candidates are selected based on the merit rather than personal interests. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program on the topic National Matters, Mr. Lungu stressed the need for transparency and accountability in the selection of party leaders. Party conventions where a presidential candidate is elected must be done democratically to guarantee that those representing a party have been genuinely chosen by the people, said Mr. Lungu. He added that even if a political party president is sponsoring the party, they should still be subjected to scrutiny and accountability from members through intra-party elections. Mr. Lungu further urged Zambians to make democratic conventions a key condition before giving political parties their votes in next year's general elections.
Political parties also have internal democracy within themselves in accordance to the rules that their own constitution sets. But there has to be a minimum, because what has been happening in this country where an individual can just wake up one day, go and register a political party, make himself or herself president of a political party, and then goes and starts calling myself President Lungu, President Muhabi Lungu. You have had no particular, you have no legitimacy, and every person who does that, they just go register a political party and declares themselves president, is not legitimate.
President Hakainde Hichilema has officially handed over 119 fully equipped ambulances to the Ministry of Health, procured under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, with a strong call for their responsible management and utilization to enhance healthcare service delivery across the country. The handover was officiated by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, who delivered a speech on behalf of President Hichilema at the ceremony held in Lusaka today. In his remarks, President Hichilema states the deployment of the ambulances demonstrates government's unwavering commitment to safeguarding the health and safety of Zambians, as well as its resolve to address pressing issues affecting communities. The ambulances are equipped with state-of-the-art medical equipment to enable health personnel to administer primary medical procedures as patients are being transported, said President Hichilema. He emphasized the critical role that the ambulances will play in bridging the gap between communities and health facilities, particularly in rural and remote areas. President Hichilema also directed the Ministry of Health to ensure that all medical staff assigned to operate the ambulances are adequately trained in basic life support, including emergency response and first aid. Our goal is to create a Zambia where every citizen, regardless of their geographical location, has access to quality health services and opportunities for social and economic development, said President Hichilema.
The ambulances which are being handed over today are lifeline for men and are therefore equipped with state-of-the-art equipment to help medical personnel to perform primary medical procedures to the patients as they are being transported. This is an important investment in the health of our people. We are giving our health care professionals the tools they need to continue their life-saving work. And in doing so, we are building a healthier, stronger community for generations to come.
In African news, Mali's military government has sought to calm anger over the blockade by Islamist militants on major highways where lorry drivers have been facing ambushes and arson attacks. In the rare acknowledgement of the seriousness of the situation affecting the landlocked country, Abdoulaye Maiga said the authorities were trying to improve security on the routes. The blockade, a potentially serious escalation of Mali's long-running jihadist insurgency, is particularly affecting the supply of fuel, which could cripple the country. The Sahel region of West Africa is known as the epicenter of global terrorism, accounting for more than 50% of all terrorism-related deaths. Coming up shortly, thousands of Palestinians flee as Israeli troops push into Gaza City. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People